Boy Wonder himself, Tyler Hero, joining the program. Hello, Tyler.
What's up, guys?
It's good to have you again.
How's it going?
Top of the top.
It's we were just talking a little NCAA football, and you were giving Leroy football. The business.
He did say, oh, I didn't know, you know, you got to support, you know, where you went to school. But you say, oh, you went
you
to
got
Michigan?
It.
Yeah, I got it.
Do they even have an NCAA hoops? Like, do you always have to play Kentucky?
They were you saying the basketball?
Yeah, if you play basketball,
is there even a college basketball NCAA?
No,
there should be.
No. The football just makes so much more money. I feel like that is a staple that college football is.
Football
is basketball, but football is. Everyone loves the football game.
Those fans are rabid up there, though. Like you got the Kentucky. My uncle's a rabid Kentucky Wildcats fan. He actually told me about you when you guys drafted you and Bam. Because like anytime you guys draft Kentucky, I'm like, I always get the scouting report from you guys. It's insane, that arena.
No, it is. I mean, the whole Lexington just loves that whole Kentucky campus, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, whatever it is. They're diehard fans. It's the only, besides Louisville, they're the only real sports team in the state. So they really support and come out hard for Kentucky.
How was the summer? Any? It looked like you had yourself a time, man. You have an album come out? I thought you put like a little Instagram. Looked like I saw a snippet. I think I saw you in the lab.
No, I had a great summer. Had a lot of fun. Definitely excited to be back, though. Definitely.
So no album.
I don't have an album. I like to dibble and dab.
It's like a hobby. You like to do that as fun.
But I'm not releasing any music anytime soon. So
this is like probably one of the longer off seasons you've had, right?
Yeah,
since you've been here.
That's what I said. I was ready to get back and just into like a routine. I felt like I was hanging out too long.
Yeah, so you start feeling uncomfortable. I'm supposed to be doing something.
I know I'm working out, but I need to fill my day with a little bit more than just working out. So I'm excited to be back.
From your standpoint, how did you take the end of last year? Like, you guys obviously didn't feel like you had all your horses there at the end. Such a bitter rivalry with Boston. So, like, when you reflect back on that, like, what did you, I guess, take from the ending of that season?
I mean, obviously, the whole year we were kind of banged up from the beginning to the end. So, really, we didn't have much of a chemistry of me, Jimmy, and Bam. Also didn't play much together. And then you had Terry into the mix. And he ended up going down. Or I went down first, then he went down. And then Jimmy goes down before the playoffs. So it was just a tough situation to be in. Obviously, we were very motivated to win and, you know, try to beat the Celtics. We were one of the – I think they were the only team that beat them once, right? Us and –
I think – did Indy get one?
Someone else. But either way, it wasn't good enough. But, you know, it's just – it was a tough situation to be in, obviously. But, you know, you reflect on it and everyone's back healthy and we're ready to roll.
A lot of people have asked about like you and Terry because we never really got to see that. Like as soon as you got back, he got hurt with the weird neck thing.
Yeah.
Did you guys like spend any time together this summer, getting to know each other a little bit better, or anything that you feel like will help mesh that that kind of unknown going into this year?
I mean, we hung out quite a bit in the summer. So I mean, we're definitely friends. We don't hate each other. we'll see how it works on the court, but you know, we hung out and we, you know, like I said, we're cool. So
I always wonder how that works, because you know, a lot of times people predetermine how it's going to fit together.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are trying to make it work together,
right?
And so you go into it with a whole different mindset. You know, you go into it like, oh, I like this, you like this, or whatever. How long does that really take? Because now that you have a personal relationship and you're friends, it kind of helps with that, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, anytime you're playing with someone that you like, is easier because you want to see their success. You want them to be successful, and ultimately you're happy for them when they're doing their thing. So at the end of the day, I think there will be – you know, some things we have to work out, as every year we have to do that no matter who's on the team. So, you know, we'll work it out and we'll just continue to see how it goes and continue to get better with it. And we have two really good guards, and obviously you add Duncan to it too. And so I think our backcourt is really, really good.
I would agree with that. I think I saw on your social media that it was a posting of a ranking that you may have. I'm just interpreting, so you tell me if I'm right or wrong. It could be something, it could be nothing.
No,
did you find the ranking of 87 to be a slap in the face? Did you find that to be too low? What was the reasoning behind that?
Yeah.
Because I do.
No, I think it's too low. But I don't make the rankings. If I made my rankings, it would be a little bit different than that. So everyone has, everyone has their own opinion, and you know, it's cool. So I'm cool with it.
How much do you find stuff like that? Like, do you find that stuff motivating anymore, or is it like has it become less so? Because you're a guy, you're used to, you
honestly,
know, dealing with the noise, and you deal with it well.
Yeah, honestly, it hasn't even got to. I'm always motivated. I got two beautiful kids that motivate me enough. So, like, a ranking, honestly, is more of like a – I look at that ranking and kind of just laugh, like, yeah, honestly.
Wait. I'm going to tell you what you do. You look at the list, and you go, hey, you see this guy right here?
And I respect everybody on the
you
list.
You respect everybody, but, again, it's from what you believe you are, not from them. And so you look at the list and go –
There's also players on the list that I've seen throughout the summer. We played one-on-one. We shot. We did our thing.
And they don't know that, though, right?
And they don't know that. And right. Those players might even tell you that they're not better than me from what I've done to them. So I'm not even going to
– Wait a minute.
In the summer. I'm not saying in the games.
So I'm accurate then.
Yeah, so
you still remember the guy replaced you with.
Oh, yeah. I remember when they shipped me out of Baltimore – and they brought in Bam Morris. I still got his stats.
that's what makes us who we are, you know.
Right,
that's,
because, like, I'm like, you. It's okay, though. It's okay to think.
Yeah.
You say, oh, no, he ain't better than me.
Mm-hmm.
And you go out there and see, I told y'all. Like, that's.
Yeah, like I said, though, I respect everyone that was on the list and definitely excited to see how they perform as well. So,
yeah.
It's cool.
You, as a dad, do you have a number one cartoon you secretly like to watch with the kids? Bluey?
It's got to be Bluey, too.
Paw Patrol?
It's okay. We want that.
Right now, we did like a Mickey Mouse tour at Disney World. So
they not old yet.
Right now, it's Mickey Mouse. We've went through – there's a show called Coco.
Coco Melon.
Yep.
It's not Coco Melon.
No. Oh, it's not different?
It's different, yeah. Coco's different from Coco Melon.
Watch out. You got to know.
I apologize for disrespect. My kids have gone out of that age range.
You better not put the wrong thing on the TV for them kids.
Nah, man.
This ain't Mickey, Daddy. This is not Mickey. What are we doing?
Really. It's crazy.
Miska Muska. Tyler, appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks, man.
And we done. I was having some fun.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Tyler. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a great day. Miami Heat Media Day. Thank
you. Tell Dunks I'm looking for one.
Oh, God.
Tyler Hero, Boy Wonder. We appreciate him stopping by the program there.
Hey, next time you send us a list. It's okay if you draw a couple of lines, you know, under the names that we talking about so we can be on the same page.
All right, there you go. We got a lot of things working here.
The crazy thing is, you know what I hate about sports?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we talk to these guys, and you like them, and they're personable, and like, we've always been that way.
Yep.
Then the season starts, something happens, and you trade them.
That's not true. That's not fair.
Come on, dude.
I ride the wave of the season. However it goes, it goes.
That's fine.
He's a prisoner of his emotions.
That's fine. But I'm just saying, it seems like that and what you do would be more difficult after having a conversation with these guys.
Right.
But it doesn't.